man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own.
Welcome, folks.
Too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show tonight, folks. It's the Trump phenomenon here. Our first broadcast of this new year, 2018. Happy New Year to all of you. Happy New Year to you, Paul.
Happy New Year, James, and to everybody in the audience.
That's Paul Fromm, folks, in Canada. I'm James Kelso in North Dakota. The show is live. Your participation is welcome at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And, well, here we go into 2018. Donald Trump, of course, hit the ground running here today, the first real working day of the new year. So I'll go to his tweets in just a moment. He's been tweeting. Let's see, he's got how many tweets today. And these tweets are really powerful things. There are more than a dozen here today. Well, more than that. So we'll take a look at those tweets. They go to, let's see, how many followers does he have? He has different accounts. On this particular account, he has 46 million followers, and he has other accounts. So, you know, somewhere, you know, maybe pushing 100 million people receive his tweets, or let's just say over 50 million people receive his tweets. So all these things we're about to read are going out directly from this most extraordinary figure in our political history to the people. And they're the people that count, are his followers, the people that voted for him, the 63 million people that put him in office, who will put him back in office in 2020. And, well, if we repeal, which amendment is it that limits terms to two for U.S. presidents? Shame on me for forgetting the number. But if that constitutional amendment is repealed, Donald Trump, like Franklin Roosevelt, might have more than two terms. Possible. I don't know. he would be getting pretty old by then, but it's not outside the realm of possibility. Let's go to some of those tweets. Let's see where to begin. I should begin, since tweets kind of follow a sequential order, I guess I should go back to the beginning of today. And he says, in his last tweet yesterday, January 1st, he says, "We'll be leaving Florida for Washington, D.C. today at 4 p.m. Much work to be done, but it will be a great new year." So here's where he starts with his tweeting today. 14 hours ago, he says, dealing with the question of Iran, "The people of Iran are finally acting against the brutal and corrupt Iranian regime. All of the money that President Obama so foolishly gave them went into terrorism and into their pockets. The people have little food, big inflation, and no human rights. The U.S. is watching." Then an hour later, it's kind of fun, Paul, to imagine what it must be like to be President Trump. And I don't know exactly how he tweets, if he tweets on a phone or on his computer or seating at his desk in the Oval Office. I don't know how the drill goes for him. 13 hours ago, he tweeted. This is a big one, folks. "Crooked Hillary Clinton's top aide, Huma Abedin has been accused of disregarding basic security protocols. She put classified passwords into the hands of foreign agents. And then he says, remember sailors' pictures on submarine? And that's a reference to a U.S. sailor who kind of innocently took some pictures on a submarine. And those were pictures of a classified environment and went to jail for that. Nothing deliberate, but that's plenty enough to go to jail. And security.
Went out on the internet. That was not. He didn't send that to Red China or anything.
Yeah, but that's so security is serious. And then he says, jail! Exclamation mark. Deep State Justice Department must finally act. Also on Comey and others. Now, what can we extract from this, Paul and audience? Well, first of all, Donald Trump is using the phrase deep state. And he says deep state Justice Department. So Donald Trump is stating right there, folks, that his justice, he's using, it's not really his yet, is it? That the Justice Department he inherited is still a deep state Justice Department, with a guy like Rod Rosenstein in there running the action, and Jeff Sessions having been hoodwinked into sidelining himself. So Donald Trump is waging war right there against the deep state Justice Department and demanding action on Huma Abedin and Comey and others. Then his next tweet, and just an hour later, thank you to Brandon Judd of the National Border Patrol Council for your kind words on how well we are doing at the border. We will be bringing in more and more of your great folks and will build the desperately needed wall.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So that's an hour later. And I, you know, I love this, folks, because this is our president tweeting directly to us on key things. And we don't need Walter Cronkite or Wolf Blitzer coming in between us and trying to interpret everything and change it for us. Then here in the same, now he had a tweet storm here 12 hours ago. Here are four tweets in a row. Companies are giving big bonuses to their workers because of the tax cut bill. Really great. And that's true. Many examples of that. Next tweet, same 12 hours ago. Sanctions and other pressures are beginning to have a big impact on North Korea. Soldiers are dangerously fleeing to South Korea. Rocket Man now wants to talk to South Korea for the first time. Perhaps that is good news. Perhaps not. We will see. And he uses, somewhat cryptic or mysterious quotation marks. He says sanctions and quote other unquote pressures. So what are those other pressures? Well, we're all left to wonder, including Rocket Man.
Something that should be noted, James, is just how important this tweeting is. It's an entirely new communications realm. It's a little over 10 years old, but something that Donald Trump has mastered it. He no longer is almost completely dependent on mass media, the largely lying minority controlled press. He now has a way instantly of getting to not only his supporters, I imagine most of his following are supporters, but not just the supporters, but to others as well. It frees him completely from what has cursed us, certainly through our entire political careers, I guess going back into the 60s, and that is the fact that the lamestream media is almost entirely in the hands of our enemy. Now,
you know, okay, there is Fox News, and there are a few accompanying exceptions, but in general, the enemy, we've had to try to filter our message through the enemy. And because the mass, most of the news media is not really about news at all, but it's really soap opera, a soap opera where we're cast as the villains, you know, it's been an uphill game, to say the least, and often a losing game. You just can't win. And, you know, you only have to watch CNN for half an hour. And, you know, it's not a news network. It's just nonstop ranting and raving against Donald Trump. Just endless negativity. Twitter is part of the new way to get around that. And Donald Trump is an absolute master of it. And I suspect he's president of the United States, at least in part because of his mastery of that.
Yes, he has said as much. And here's the next one. In the same hour, going to yet another topic, since taking office, I have been very strict on commercial aviation. And folks, if you recall, Donald Trump has a lot to do with aviation. He actually ran an airline, Trump Airlines, that had jets and helicopters out of New York City. And he is, if you've seen the video on his own Trump 737, I believe it is, he has an extraordinary connection with aviation. Anyway, he says, good news. It was just reported that there were zero deaths in 2017, the best and safest year on record. It's a nice piece of news. Thank you for passing that along, Mr. President. Then in the same hour, this man's mind is going at a mile a minute. Here he is. The failing New York Times has a new publisher, A.G. Sulzberger. Congratulations. Here is a last chance for the Times. And folks, notice the irony in that sentence. The failing New York Times has a new publisher, A.G. Sulzberger. Congratulations. I mean, come on. He's laying it on thick. Here is a last chance for the Times to fulfill the vision of its founder, Adolph Oakes, to give the news impartially without fear or favor, regardless of party, sect, or interests involved. Get impartial journalists of a much higher standard, lose all of your phony and non-existent sources, and treat the President of the United States fairly, so that the next time I and the people win, you won't have to write an apology to your readers for a job poorly done. another thing I love about these tweets is that, you know, there are some typos that appear. He's just typing away. There's that feeling. I like to talk about it, you know, with this show. We have our own version of that. When Paul and I make mistakes, it tells you this is live. This is real. Then his next tweet, an hour later, he says, Democrats are doing nothing for DACA. That's the Dreamers, just interested in politics. Now, this is a worrisome tweet for me. I don't want to overdo it, but this is a little bit of a red flag waves for me here. DACA activists and Hispanics will go hard against Democrats, will start falling in love with Republicans and their president. We are about results. Well, that's a little bit of a scary tweet for me. I hope it doesn't represent a belief by Donald Trump that somehow it's worth trying to curry favor or votes with the Hispanic population in the U.S., especially if that's at the expense of the folks to whom he's pledged America First, to, as you say, Paul, the founder, settler people of America. And, of course, Donald Trump doesn't make a distinction that Hispanic Americans are not as much Americans as the rest of us. But the certainly Mexicans by the tens of millions and other people who pretend to be or want to be Americans, they certainly are not Americans. And they are certainly not they certainly should be put in. Their interests should not be put ahead of our interests, and that was the basis of Donald Trump's campaign. So,
and I think you're right. I guess we just have to see how this plays out. But yes,
And, you know, there's two things we count on here, folks. One is the genius and the integrity of the man himself. And I really believe in both of those things. And then the other thing is who's around him? Who's got his ear? I'm very pleased that Stephen Miller has his ear and is writing apparently a lot of his speeches. He is a genius. We were very pleased, of course, when Stephen Bannon was doing the same thing with Donald Trump. And then, of course, you know, we worry and, you know, concern ourselves and other people who don't appear to have our, don't share our philosophy, like Jared Kushner. We worry, well, I hope Jared Kushner doesn't have his ear. So, you know, that's something we engage in here on this show. Next tweet, 8 hours ago, the president tweets, "We will not rest until all of America's great veterans can receive the care they so richly deserve. Tremendous progress has been made in a short period of time. Keep up the great work." And then he gives congratulations to the staff at the VA. Now, here's another. This is a piece of news for us tonight. But Orrin Hatch announced yesterday, or was it earlier today? Orrin Hatch, I think it was earlier today, said that he is going to retire come 2018. He will be out of the Senate. Well, this could be, there's only one area in which this could be bad news for us, and that is if Mitt Romney replaces him. And Mitt Romney is the odds-on favorite to win that seat if it's up for grabs in 2018. And, of course, the basis for our concern being Mitt Romney's really unhinged dislike of Donald Trump and opposition to his program. And where all this came from, who knows? But Mitt Romney could be a, you know, a real pain in the neck in the Senate. I hope Utahns will not pick Romney to replace Orrin Hatch. But here's the tweet from Donald Trump 4 hours ago. "Congratulations to Senator Orrin Hatch on an absolutely incredible career." And it certainly was, folks. 40 years, going all the way back to when he was a young, I think he's 80, just over 80 now. So an entire life. Paul and I have tracked that entire life. Orrin Hatch first ran for the Senate on his first campaign in 1976. I made the point that I myself, as I think I was 20-something, ran for Congress the same year in the 5th District of Missouri. But Hatch, an incredible career, many years scoring 100 with groups like the NRA and Right to Life advocates. He has been a tremendous supporter, and I will never forget the beyond kind statements he has made about me as president. He is my friend, and he will be greatly missed in the U.S. Senate. And surely we know that Donald Trump is remembering when he says beyond kind, the wonderful things that Orrin Hatch said about Donald Trump at that victory speech with the entire Senate and House Republican cohort. Arrayed on either side of them, Orrin Hatch speaking directly to Donald Trump, saying, "You're one heck of a leader, and we will make your presidency the greatest in our lifetimes. In fact, ever, we will make yours the greatest ever."
That's strong stuff, too.
That was strong stuff, and Donald Trump appreciating that there. And I'm sure sad that Hatch made the decision to retire. He's old enough. That's got to be his major concern, his age. And
yeah, 83. And if he were to win a full term, I mean, if he is reelected, he would be nearly 90. Now, of course, there's precedence for that. Senator Strom Thurmond
Yes. And folks, we'll be back shortly. A little break right here, a chance for you to get a call in. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say, I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you're lying so and so.
We're back, folks. And we're going through President Trump's tweets today. And I'll tell you the I can't. Well, we'll get to this tweet in just a moment. Let me get back to my list of tweets here. Where are they? Where are the tweets? There they are. Okay, let's go back to the tweets. I'll give you this. One of his tweets is, watch Sean Hannity tonight. No, folks, don't do that because Sean Hannity's on right now. But I could tell you what the most important thing being said there right now is that Newt Gingrich, who's on right now on Sean Hannity, is saying that in 2018, we're going to find out a lot about the question, was the Justice Department corrupted? Were senior leaders of the FBI corrupted? And, of course, Gingrich is saying, yes, they were. This is a humongous story. And Donald Trump knows it's a humongous story, of course. And he is given two exclusive interviews to Hannity in 2017. and and we've highlighted right here on the show the two biggest hammers dropped on this were Newt Gingrich saying these people should all go to jail, and the former deputy director of the FBI saying that the good guys in the FBI are going to come out. They're coming out now, and they're going to take care of these corrupt people at the top like Andrew McCabe. So let's go back to the president's tweets. He says the congratulations to Orrin Hatch. And then here's another one 4 hours ago on a completely different topic. It's not only Pakistan that we pay billions of dollars to for nothing, but also many other countries. As an example, we pay the Palestinians hundreds of millions of dollars a year and get no appreciation or respect. They don't even want to negotiate a long overdue peace treaty with Israel. We have taken Jerusalem, the toughest part of the negotiation, off the table. But Israel, for that, would have to pay more. But with the Palestinians no longer willing to talk peace, why should we make any of these massive future payments to them? We'll let you think about that one for just a minute when I'll go to the next one, because this man's mind is wide-ranging. 2 hours later, he tweets this. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un just stated, now this is what a tweet this is, folks, just stated that the nuclear button is on his desk at all times. will someone from his depleted and food-starved regime please inform him that I, too, have a nuclear button, but it is a much bigger and more powerful one than his, and my button works. Oh, my gosh, folks. I mean, can you imagine?
Now, that is the only way to deal with a hopped-up nobody like a Little Rocket Man. And it's just so long to be said. And what he said, and this, of course, is all across my mainstream media. I was reading our National Post and Globe and Mail on my way back from the beautiful Okanagan to freezing to death here in Ontario. The comments he made about Pakistan. You're calling them corrupt, and the Pakistanis are up in arms and they're shaking their fists and they're going to have a hissy fit. Trump said that all they've gotten from Pakistan for $33 billion since 2002 is lies and deceit. The ISI, which is the Inter-Services Intelligence Agency, which controls Pakistan, are masters of deceit. They have, from the beginning, had close relations with the Taliban, with Osama bin Laden, and so on. And sometimes they crack down, and sometimes they don't. They have played a very, very devious game, and all the while collecting just buckloads of foreign aid, because they're supposedly our, or at least America's, guys in the Middle East, in the Indian subcontinent. I think our better ally is India. Now, it's probably not a good idea to rely on anybody completely, but Pakistan is notoriously corrupt. And I think what Donald Trump is saying, look, we've paid you.
Yes, we'll come right back to that. George is on the phone. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. George is holding on the phone. Paul was commenting about Pakistan and India. And while we had a break there, Paul, I was just reading up on Pakistan. An interesting thing here. Folks may remember their history. That was at 47 or 48, the partition of the British colony empire of India into West and East Pakistan, which later became Pakistan and Bangladesh, respectively, and India. And filled with violence. Millions of people died. Massive hatred between Hindus and Muslims. But Pakistan today, I'm looking at the chart here, is 96.5% Muslim. In other words, it's entirely Muslim. And the here's a statement from the second prime minister of Pakistan. He said this concerning there's a very small community of Hindus in Pakistan, and there was a theory called the hostage theory that if the Muslims of Pakistan treated their tiny Hindu population better, that might help ensure better treatment of the Muslim population, which is much larger in India. But in that regard, Khawaja Nazimuddin, the second prime minister of Pakistan, said this, which worried people who were hoping that was true. I do not agree that religion is a private affair of the individual. This gives you an idea of sort of the attitudes in Pakistan. Nor do I agree that in an Islamic state, every citizen has identical rights, no matter what his caste, creed, or faith be. So, good luck if you're not Muslim in Pakistan.
And the Christian minority is very severely persecuted. The breakup of British India is an absolute historical proof that multiculturalism does not work. Let's have that one more time. Multiculturalism does not work. The minute the commanding presence of the British was withdrawn, each religious group wanted its own independence. So the Muslims took what's now Pakistan and what became East Pakistan, or now Bangladesh. They most Hindus were expelled. The Hindus wanted a nation of their own, which became India, although there is about a 50 or 60 million Muslim minority. And then there are the Sikhs, these troublesome people that are up in the Punjab and are on both sides of the Indian-Pakistani border. But most of the Sikhs in Pakistan had to flee to India. And there are over a million of them killed. There was a great movie by an Indian filmmaker, Deepa Mehta, I think it is, M-E-H-T-A, and it's a sort of a love story about the partition, but there's great footage in there. The fact is, people have to be with their own people. That's what they want, and that's the way of the world. I don't have any problem with Pakistan, wanting to be Muslim, and that's what it is. But they are a particularly shifty and unreliable ally. I think that's what President Trump is saying. It's like a business partner that keeps ripping you off. He's got certain tasks, and you pay him a certain share of the business, but then you find out he's not doing the job. And Donald Trump, being a businessman and being hard nosed, is saying, "Look, enough for Pakistan." And of course, they're going to jump up and down and smack their turbans and pound their feet on the ground. But I think Trump is letting them know, look, uphold your bargain, or we're reducing the handout. In fact, I think the Congress has already passed a reduction in the handout this year to Pakistan. $345 million down from $526 million, and I think Trump is sort of signaling, look, if you don't start giving some value for the money, you're going to be cut off.
Yes, and he's done the same thing at the United Nations, severely cutting back, and speaking loudly with the checkbook, and now the Pakistanis to whom he's speaking number 210 million as of the, 210 million.
They're only about 50 million at the time of partition in 1948. I mean, they're breeding like bunnies on steroids.
Yeah, 210 million, and that makes it the fifth largest nation on earth, I think. In any event, that's and of course, they're up against India with 1.3 billion people. Sad to say, both nations, very unfortunate, are nuclear in weapons. Both possess have detonated nuclear weapons. So this is that's pretty scary. But anyway, Donald Trump, let's go back to his tweets. And George, we'll be with you in just a moment. Let's go to these tweets. Let me find them again. Here they are. And this is the last one. This is just so hilarious. I mean, Paul, what kind of guts does it take? I mean, this man he says, will someone from his depleted and food-starved regime please inform him, Kim Jong-un, that I too, I mean, can you imagine sending out this tweet, folks, and, typing onto your telephone maybe? That I too have a nuclear button, but it is a much bigger and more powerful one than his. and my button works.
It's just like, and I've got a much bigger one than you do, and I mean a clock.
Yeah.
You've got a little chopstick that may not even work.
And yeah.
I've got this tree trunk like John Bunyan.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But so, you know, all kidding aside, though, the serious thing is, and not sure the intelligence community even completely agrees one way or another on this. If Little Rocket Man has the capability to deliver a nuclear weapon, that's we're not sure of that. But okay, if they do, then that really is a serious threat to the United States, and it raises the question: you know, what's to be done? And I hope Donald Trump has an answer. But this is a real mortal threat because, unlike most other previous regimes that had nuclear weapons, they were ruled by people who did not want to immolate themselves.
This guy goes into a because of his behavior. You know, the North Korean story, folks. I mean, it's so Donald Trump alludes to it here when he says his depleted and food-starved regime. People are starving in North Korea, and the Kim Jong-un is clearly a deranged person, a really sick person. He has killed members of his own family, had them murdered because they, you know, somehow he perceives them as a threat to his own dictatorship, even though they're doing their best. One of his family members trying to get away from him in the airport in, I think, Kuala Lumpur, and hired agents of the Korean secret police ran up to him and smeared a heart attack chemical on his face that induced an instant heart attack to kill his own family member. I think it was his stepbrother, I believe, an older brother. That was 2 hours ago, our president. Now, here's the same 2 hours ago, he sends this tweet: I will be announcing the most dishonest and corrupt media awards of the year on Monday at 5:00. Now, I assume this means next Monday. Subjects will cover dishonesty and bad reporting in various categories from the fake news media. Stay tuned. Now, this is the Donald Trump of, I mean, this is going to be fabulous, folks. You know, Donald Trump has done awards shows in his previous, you know, life on television. He, for instance, did, I don't know if it was Miss Universe or Miss America pageants, you know, and you have various categories, you know, the swimsuit category, the talent category. So he knows how to do that. So he's going to have different categories for the most dishonest and corrupt media awards for 2017. So I guess that'll be Monday at 5:00. And we're all going to be glued to that. That'll be right before our show, Paul. So we'll be richly covering that deal. And then,
unlike the Academy Awards, where there are people trembling in anticipation of getting recognized, I think that there'll be people trembling for fear of being recognized and winning this award in a bad way. And this is so refreshing and so remarkable, where Donald Trump is fighting back against these evil forces that have cursed us all of our political careers, and probably, you know, century before that. The minority and hostile control of the opinion-shaping mass media has been a blight, an obstacle, and a curse. And Donald Trump is taking it on, and not just once or twice, but on a permanent basis. And, you know, he's helping to undermine belief, the credibility, and people's belief in the press until the time will come, I hope, where people will consider it, you know, utterly unworthy of their time.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be, no, Donald Trump is a showman, folks. So get ready, as he says, stay tuned. That's how he ends his last tweet. it's going to be quite a show. And of course, the wonderful aspect, Paul, is that the media, the very media that will be getting, that will be, you know, that will be peeing in their boots that they not get the most dishonest or the corrupt media award, they have to cover it. So they're going to have their cameras running while Donald Trump says, and now, you know, the envelope, please. We turn to the most dishonest reporting of 2017. And I don't know, you know, first category, most dishonest reporting by a female. Or best supporting role in dishonest reporting by a male in the documentary category. it's going to be something. Watch him put his showman's touch to that thing. Let's go to our caller who's been waiting patiently, George in Texas. George, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I hope 2018 will be the year that Trump puts better people around him, because personally, I do not like General McMaster. There's a lot of I question his loyalty to the president and to this country, seeing that he has connections with George Soros. And also, I like to see the bureaucracy be defanged, especially the Bureau of Land Management. I like to see their guns taken away from them and their authority stripped from them, because what happened at the Bundy Ranch and at the Bundy Ranch with the abuse that went on there, I would like to see that agency, like I say, disarmed and detuned. And I would like to see them pardon the Hammonds. That's another case I think that happened up in Oregon, where they were tried, where the Hammonds were tried for setting a backfire to protect their own property. Well, yeah, they served jail time, but then the BLM comes in through the U.S. government and for the same charge, and they're serving, I think, 6 years in prison. And the thing is the Hammonds need to be pardoned, because this is this is double jeopardy in my view.
But well, you know, now George, in the those are some good specifics there. In the general picture, as Paul said, one of the great things that Donald Trump has done in his first year, just 1 year, he has shamed the media and awakened the American public to the reality that the media is corrupt, what did he say? Oh, yeah, I took down a quote here earlier today. He said... where is this quote? In one of his meetings in Phoenix on August 22nd, Donald Trump said this. He's pointing to the media in the back of the arena there, and he says, "These are truly dishonest people. These are really, really dishonest people. These are really bad people. And frankly, I don't think they like our country." And then he said, oh, they're turning those lights off fast, as cameras were being turned off. As he was saying this live through those cameras, he could see the red lights go off on the cameras because they did not want to record what he was saying about them. So that was back in, by the way, just a little bit of retrospective on Donald Trump that we followed in the last year. Here are the wonderful, think back, folks, the amazing events we covered on this show. In January, on January 26th, Sean Hannity did an interview with Donald Trump in the Oval Office in the White House. On February 20th, big rally we covered in Melbourne, Florida. On March 15th, big rally in Nashville. All these were huge. March 20th in Louisville. That's one where he said, "We sacrificed our own middle class to finance the growth of other countries." That was a great quote. On April 29th, he was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. These were all, you'll have flashbacks, folks, on how great these events were. July 25th, he was in Youngstown, Ohio. August 3rd, he was in Huntington, West Virginia. On August 22nd, that rally I just quoted from Phoenix, Arizona, he did another interview in front of a big crowd. On October 11th in Middletown, Pennsylvania. Then on September 22nd, big rally in Huntsville, Alabama. and on December 8th, Pensacola, Florida. What a president. You know, not only tweeting, Paul, but there are a dozen meetings there, a dozen live, huge arena rallies. We've never had a president who did such things.
Oh, and he's a masterful communicator. They talk to, you know, it's often common wisdom that Franklin Roosevelt was a great communicator, and he certainly, to some extent, mastered the technology.
Yes. A little bit of a break here, folks. We'll come back with a final segment. George, stay there. You didn't get much of a chance. We'll all be back here in just a moment.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time.
We're for back, folks. We're in our last segment here, Georgia. A few more seconds on the mic for you. What else is on your mind, George, in Texas?
Well, it's just a lot of things. But you know, the thing is, some of the critics about Trump's tax cut, I'm going to probably mention names. And it's Jeff Rentz and D.B. Kidd. I really respect D.B. Kidd. But sometimes these people, when they criticize the president, they're expecting a touchdown. And The only thing the president could, it's like a football game. They want a touchdown on their first throw, and all they could do is get a first down. And the thing is, I don't think we're good. I don't think the tax cuts are done yet. I think they're going to go deeper. I think the corporate rate's going to go deeper. I think the middle class and lower income bracket is going to be made permanent. I really think, think this year, I guess the tax cuts ain't done yet.
Yeah, at the tax cut victory celebration at the White House, actually several of the speakers said exactly what you said, George. They said, this is just the beginning. So I was even thinking of playing We've Only Just Begun, the Karen Carpenter music, because that's what they said, just as you did, George. And you're right. They went right, for...
But to call the president a liar, that's really bad. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, and sometimes, like I say, the president has to take what the Congress gives him. You know, it's a step in the right direction. And like, personally, I would like to see the Federal Reserve and the IRS eliminated. And they talk, and the thing is, like I say, but the time will come where President Trump will probably make the case that the Federal Reserve needs to be abolished, along with the IRS. I think that's where he's going. One of the brilliant thing is not taking away the write-off for the state income tax and the property taxes for all these blue states like California that jack up their property taxes.
Yeah. No, it's an amazing. The tax cut bill is an amazing thing, and it's what a year it's been. You know, we're now in 2018, so we'll start to look forward to the great things to be accomplished in this year. And we're running out of time here, George. So I'll just steer the audience's attention towards something that appeared in the Atlantic. It's covered on Breitbart today, but Atlantic is talking about a real battle going on in the Republican clubs on college campuses, reflecting the battle going on within the Republican Party, where establishment Republicans are in a knockdown, drag-out battle with the Make America Great Again Republicans. And it's a wonderful battle for the future, really, of thinking on college campuses. So we'll keep track of that. That'll be something that will be developing in 2018, but Paul, looking forward to things that will happen. Donald Trump said over and over again in these rallies, this isn't just a campaign, it's a movement. Go ahead, Paul.
And this is where the future is going to be secured. If the young people on campus and so on, the young Republicans, if they the revolution.
Well, that's the way it's going, Paul, is that the Donald Trump and his movement is taking over on the campuses. We'll continue to cover that story tomorrow night, folks.
Well, stay warm, James.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. See you all tomorrow night.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. truth.